I remember when I sat down to write the book Inspiration, Your Ultimate Calling. And I called it Your Ultimate Calling because I really believed that it is our calling to live an inspired life. And an inspired life is a life in which we return ourselves back to spirit. One of the verses in the Tao speaks about the return trip, that those who understand the way understand that we show up here from an invisible source, and our whole objective in being here is to return to it. It's a return trip. And constantly I call this the state of God realization, that it's within each and every one of us. If we decide that we're going to make this return trip and live a God-realized life, which has absolutely nothing to do with religion. It's funny, I was reading Matthew Fox last night, Original Blessing, his answer to original sin. And I came across a quote from Carl Jung. Now, I was a Jungian therapist. I studied Carl Jung a great deal when I was in a doctoral student. And Carl Jung, I didn't know that he had said this. I looked up the quote last night. He said, "The surest way to lose your soul is to believe in a God outside of yourself." And then he said, "There's an awful lot of people who have gone to church on a regular basis who've been on a one-way trip to losing their soul, who believe in something that is external to ourselves." And if you begin to study this idea of a God or a source or a spirit or an intelligence that is not something that is external to you, but that in fact is you, is the source of all of us. In the Tao, they call this the world of the 10,000 things. And the 10,000 things is just the ultimate number to represent everything that is in the material world. So that everything that originates in the world of source, in the world of non-being, all being comes from that place. And all the great spiritual texts that have been written about this have always intrigued me, and the number around it is, when I sat down to write Inspiration, I knew that I was going to write 18 chapters. And somehow that number has always been intriguing. You know? And it's an interesting in spiritual texts that the number 18 stands for one infinite source. One infinite source, 18. So all of you born on the 18th, you know, you get something for nothing today. Some advice, what you get. But reading the Bhagavad Gita, the Hindu Bible, the text that was written thousands of years ago, also contemporaneously with the Tao, had 18 verses in it, 18 chapters. It's Krishna, God, speaking to his disciple Arjuna, who is on a battlefield and about to go into battle, and his charioteer, who's just ready to take him into this battle, and the two armies are lined up on either side of this great field, and they're off to go and slaughter each other. And as they're getting ready to make this one more attempt at war, and killing, and battles, and so on, Arjuna speaks to his charioteer, who is really God, speaking to him. And in 18 verses, he gives him the book that Gandhi read every day and based his life upon, the Bhagavad Gita, the Way of the Lord. And you can all read it in about an hour and a half or 2 hours. You can read the whole Bhagavad Gita, and the same with the Tao. But you can spend a lifetime studying it and contemplating it and being involved in it. It's the same number of holes on a golf course. I don't know. There's something about that that maybe has something. And so I hadn't really thought about this, and then when I heard James Frey speaking, when I read the book and then listened to him on a few of the interviews and then read the book even more carefully, I discovered that the only thing that helped him through the entire process of this recovery and overcoming this horrendous addiction from heroin and crack cocaine and vodka and everything that you could possibly think of was reading the Tao. And I decided that if it had that kind of an impact on him, and I sent a copy to my daughter, who, as I said, struggles with these addictions, I decided that I was going to go back and look at the Tao again. And as I opened it up, guess how many verses, how many chapters there are in the Tao? No, there are not 18. But it's the same number. 81. Infinite source once. Infinite source once. 18, 81. And I had done 18 chapters for the inspiration books. And as I talked to James Fry, I discovered that he had picked up a copy of the Tao Te Ching. Now, the Tao Te Ching has, I'm just giving a conservative estimate. I think there are maybe 2,500 to 3,000 translations of the Tao. So that when you read the Tao, you're reading somebody's translation of it. And it's ancient Chinese language written at the same time that he was a contemporary of Confucius. So it's it goes way back. And trying to find out exactly the idioms and what was being said here, because Lao Tzu never wrote a word of it from all the things that I could find out about it. He just dictated it as he decided to leave this world that he was in and go off and live in harmony with the Tao. And his dictation was recorded supposedly by a gatekeeper, and it has survived all of these years. But the translation that James read and studied and practiced every day, and throughout A Million Little Pieces, he would have these little references to how what it was said in the Tao really made sense to him in terms of his sobriety and in terms of him changing what it is that he was living and experiencing. And he decided that this was perhaps the most important book he had ever read, and it just kept coming back at me. So there are always weird kind of, Jung called them synchronicities, but there's these, it just kept coming back at me. And so I went and found the edition of the Tao that he had read that touched him so deeply, and he had forgotten also to give credit to the translator of this particular book, but he was advised to do so, and he did in future editions, as well as adding a little paragraph as a disclaimer, because to me it was important that the words that's in there be circulated to as many people who are struggling with addictions as possible. So this one that he read was translated by a fellow named Stephen Mitchell. And I found that out when I was up in Wyoming with Katie, Byron Katie, who sits right over here in the front row, and you'll be listening to this afternoon, one of the most fascinating afternoons of your life. Oh, by the way, this is Katie's husband. She is married to Stephen Mitchell, and he's sitting right there. Stand up, Stephen. I want all of you to meet. He's one of the great scholars alive today, Stephen Mitchell. And I've read about 25 translations of the Tao this year, and this is by far my favorite. He put it into words that are applicable to all of us today. I don't think we have that here, but you can find it in bookstores anyplace.